Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Cindy Perlman-Gaber in Las Vegas with our entertainment report. Good morning, Cindy. Fans of Curb Your Enthusiasm are going to be happy to hear about this new show from Larry David. What do we know about it?
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day, Bob, and we know Larry David is back. And this time his obsession isn't life in L.A., but the 250th anniversary of the United States. He's about to star in a new HBO Max series called, and it's long, Nebuchadnezzar People's History of the United States, Life Larry and the Pursuit of Unhappiness. The show will have 7 episodes. Each is broken down into 4 sketches. And Chicago's very own Barack Obama's Higher Content is producing. Plus, Obama will be in a sketch, too. Wow. People are asking Larry, what's it like to work with the former president? He said, you know, on Curb and Seinfeld, I was the boss. I'm used to being the boss. But Obama's quite used to being the boss, too. He said he was great. And they're doing all kind of historical sketches. There's a trailer now that shows victory over Japan Day. And he's that sailor kissing the nurse type of thing. And other sketches will have Bill Hader and Catherine Hahn as Abraham and Lincoln and Mary Todd Lincoln. John Hamm and Sean Hayes as the Wright brothers. Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld as Lewis and Clark. And many Curb favorites will be back, including Jeff Garland, J.B. Smooth, Susie Essman. No word on Cheryl Hines, though.
U.S. history, according to Larry David. That should be good. And this is going to be on HBO Max, right?
And not till June 26th, though. But the trailer just dropped the other day.
Are you ready for another K-pop demon hunting adventure? You better be, I guess, huh? What's the story on this?
Well, Bob, K-pop is in our lives now forever, and this is good news to fans. The directing duo Maggie Kang and Chris Applehouse are officially back at the helm of a sequel for Netflix. It's still Netflix's most-watched movie ever, and Netflix just put out a statement just saying it's official about The Hunters 2. And Kang said, I feel immense pride as a Korean filmmaker. We know that audiences want more of this story. And they're calling the sequel, not a sequel, but a prequel, and a, quote, non-origin story. So you got to figure that one out.
So that's a go, but a no-go for Buffy, we hear, huh? What happened?
Shocking news. Hulu's been developing a Buffy the Vampire Slayer reboot for a long time. It had Sarah Michelle Gellar completely on board, and Oscar-winning director Chloe Zhao also writing and showrunning. But this weekend, Hulu said thanks, but no thanks. And Sarah went right to her Instagram and her fans and said, you know, I can't believe this is happening. I'm really sad to share this news, but Hulu's passed on the Buffy. It was going to be called Buffy : New Sunnydale. And they're not sure what they're going to do. They might take it somewhere else, but for right now, Buffy's DOA.
We'll just have to go on in spite of that. There's a bit of a post-Oscar feud, and this is interesting because this is about that section, and it was really a moving, emotional one, the In Memoriam. What's the problem here?
You know, I thought it was the best one they've ever done, to be honest, but it's Babs versus Barbarella. Jane Fonda came out of the woodwork. She was at one of the Oscar parties, and she jokingly, half-jokingly said it should have been her and not Streisand giving the tribute to Robert Redford. She said, quote, she only made one movie with him, and I made 4. I have more to say. She joked. But, you know, yeah, Jane made The Chase, Barefoot in the Park, Electric Horseman, and Our Souls at Night. But that still does not equal an iconic movie like The Way We Were. So I think Barbara Streisand was the perfect pick.
Yeah, she was pretty good. And finally, we'll talk about this in a second, but first listen to some new Springsteen. Tell us about this, Cindy.
Oh, Bob, it's so nice. It's called A Rainy Night in Soho. It just dropped. It's just a Bruce single. It's part of a bigger album, though. It's a tribute to Shane McGowan. I'm not sure if everyone's familiar with him, but he was the frontman for a band called The Pogues. And he died last November, and Springsteen and the E Street Band were friends with him. Bruce spent some time with him before his death. And it's a song that Bruce did as a tribute to him. And Bruce put out a little statement saying, every once in a while, a great artist comes along with a voice who seems to speak to history itself. And then he added, great art by nature is lawless. We don't get to choose our obsessions. And it's a beautiful song all the way through.
A rainy night in Soho for St. Patrick's Day, Bruce Springsteen. Cindy, we appreciate that. You have a good day out there in Las Vegas.
Thanks, Bob.